Hey guys, welcome back. This is Nerd at Work and I'm your host Shotgun Messiah. And I was going to talk to you guys a little bit about some things I've been reading and looking into for a while now, actually. First off, this is a comic book. It's called Lady Mechanica. If you guys never heard of it, it's been around for a while. I would say since probably 2010, maybe. It's a comic book series, and the artist is Joe, I believe his name is Benitez. I butcher names really bad. It's Benitez, Joe Benitez. Lady Mechanica is a steampunk comic, and there's different, I've been reading it for a few years now. There's a bunch of different ones out. I've been collecting it probably for 2 years now. Sometimes I get them at my local comic book shop. Sometimes I order them online, like at comicology.com, and you can get them. It goes from number zero all the way up, and there's probably different stories with five books in each story. I just bought two this weekend that I didn't even know were out. For instance, there's The Mystery of the Mechanical Corpse, The Tablet of Destinies, which is 1-6, The Lost Boys of West Abbey, which is like two or three comics, The Clockwork Assassin, there's three in that volume. So, like I said, it goes on and on. There's a bunch of them. I would say probably total, if you got every comic, would probably be within the 20s, 20 different volumes. But anyway, it's called Lady Mechanica. You could Google it. I enjoyed it. I've been reading it. Like I said, this weekend I bought a new series, 1 and 2. I can't recall what that series is called. I want to say something. Yes, it's called The Monsters of the Mystery of Hell. There's four in its series, and I bought the first two, which I didn't even know were out. Again, Lady Mechanica. It's a steampunk comic. She's part human, part robotic type. Anyway, I love the artwork. Again, check it out. It's one of my favorites. And another thing I've been into, I bought book one. It's called Solo Leveling. It's by, I'm going to butcher this name for sure. It's like Shugong. It's C-H-U-G-O-N-G, Shugong. He is a South Korean author. This is a novel. They also have manga. So it's called Solo Leveling. I bought book one and fell in love with it. I've been waiting for book two. I went to Barnes & Noble. I saw book three on the shelf. And I said, Ken, do you have, number two? And they said, no, we can order it. They said they couldn't get it in till April or May of this year. But I went on trusty old Amazon and I got it within a day. So I am reading book two now. So 1, 2, and 3 Solo Leveling books are out. It's a 4-book series. And then they have a manga out as well. Book 1, 2, and 3 is out. I read the first one. It's okay. It's more of like a graphic novel manga. It's okay. I'm more of a novel type person. So it's an action fantasy. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of The Matrix meets Ready Player One, I guess. This guy goes into what they call demon caves, and they clean out these caves, and they get money for doing it. And they level up like a video game. They get weapons, and they join guilds and stuff like that. But I don't want to give it away, but he starts doing these on his own. with some powers that he acquired, and he could go into a cave and clean it out himself within half the amount of time it takes a team to do it. And they're starting to notice him and want him in certain guilds, and he's starting his own guild. But anyway, again, Solo Leveling, it's a novel. It's a graphic novel, manga style book. Also a company, there's a game currently being developed by Netmarble Corp, and there's a anime series being developed as of right now that I read. I can't remember who's doing that. I don't believe it's Netflix or anything like that, but I'm excited to see a game and a anime series come out. Again, Solo Leveling, it's by Shugong, S-H-U-G-O-N-G. So those are a few things I've been reading lately. It's always good to hear from you guys. I have a new question and answer section in the podcast. If you just go into the community, I'll ask a question. You guys feel free to answer it. And as always, you guys can email me at shotgunmessiah6@gmail.com. You guys always do that, and I appreciate it. So until next time, nerd out.